Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Thursday in the 19th week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe, priest martyr. The celebrant of today's Mass is Father Haggerty of the cathedral staff, and the Mass will be offered for the repose of the souls of Anton and Eleanor Trauner. Please stand.
Let us sing together the first verse of our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnal, number 540, God, We Praise You, number 540.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we honor St. Maximilian Kolbe today, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who filled the priest and martyr St. Maximilian Kolbe with a burning love for the Immaculate Virgin Mary and with zeal for souls and love of neighbor, graciously grant through his intercession that striving for your glory by eagerly serving others, we may be conformed even unto death to your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. A reading from the book of Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know I am with you as I was with Moses. Now command the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant to come to a halt in the Jordan when you reach the edge of the waters. So Joshua said to the children of Israel, Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that there is a living God in your midst, who at your approach will dispossess the Canaanites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of the whole earth will precede you into the Jordan. When the soles of the feet of the priests carrying the Ark of the Lord of the whole earth, touch the water of the Jordan, it will cease to flow. For the water flowing down from upstream will halt in a solid bank. The people struck their tents to cross the Jordan, with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant ahead of them. No sooner had these priestly bearers of the Ark waded into the waters at the edge of the Jordan, which overflows all its banks during the entire season of the harvest, than the waters flowing from upstream halted, backing up in a solid mass for a very great distance indeed, from Adam, a city in the direction of Zarethan. While those flowing downstream toward the salt sea of the Arabah disappeared entirely. Thus the people crossed over opposite Jericho. While all Israel crossed over on dry ground, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord remained motionless on dry ground in the bed of the Jordan until the whole nation had completed the passage. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm, Alleluia, Alleluia. When Israel came forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of alien tongue, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his domain. Alleluia. Yeah. The sea beheld and fled, Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs of the flock. Alleluia. Why is it, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? You mountains that you skip like rams, you hills like the lambs of the flock. Alleluia.
Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will your heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, the story of Saint Maximilian Kolbe is no doubt familiar to all of us, you know, to some degree, but just think of that, you know, August 1941, concentration camp Auschwitz in Poland, in full operation, hundreds every day getting off the trains, quick examination by the Nazi official there, and walking that platform to the gas chamber. Edith Stein, almost a year later, 1942, we know the date even, August 9th, she will come off that train in a full Carmelite habit and walk right to the gas chamber. Well, a year before that, we know the story that there was an attempt at escape by some of the Poles who were part of the concentration camp. And the Nazis, in retaliation, had the gathering of the concentration camp inmates and demanded, they selected at random 10 men who would then go to their deaths. And one of those men, a young father, you know, crying out in agony, "Please, I have young children." And Maximilian Kolbe stepping up, asking to replace him. And then going to a starvation bunker, 10 days, they died of dehydration. Maximilian Kolbe leading them, they say, in prayer and hymns that could be heard from that starvation cell. And he was the last to die. They had to go in and give him a lethal injection. Well, those words, you know, of the gospel come very alive. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. But if you think about it, you know, there is a kind of order to that question. You know, did Maximilian Kolbe know this man? Did he know him at all? Had he observed him? Had his heart gone out to that man? Had he heard his confession? I don't know, but maybe not. And the reality is, it's not that we lay down our life for our friends because that person is my friend. It may be he became the friend by laying down one's life for him. You lay down your life for someone, even a gesture to a poor person, and in a sense, you're leaning out with your heart toward that person. You know, the greatness of that, we should think about it today. The saints, in the immediacy of their reactions, their responses, how immediate, no preparation, unexpected, and then leaning out and offering his life immediately. You know, the capacity of the human heart, the saintly heart, does not hesitate. We should strive for that ourselves. It's a sign of the heart. You know, saintliness is in the heart, that response that's immediate, not selfless, not enclosed, but able to release immediately and in such a manner to offer his life in this way. Let us ask for that grace. You know, there's no saint who doesn't have really a burning heart to be released before God and for others, and ultimately to give one's life. And we have a great saint today, a saint who loved Mary. Very beautiful that we celebrate his feast on the eve of the Assumption of Mary. He was a great person, a saint who loved the Virgin Mary. This is also, again, always the path to holiness in our lives.
Water and wine, and we come to share the divinity of Christ, who humbled Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, the fruit of the vine of our hands, will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by your Lord, and your sacrifice and your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me with the word for my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
We present our oblations to you, O Lord, humbly praying that we may learn from the example of Saint Maximilian to offer our very lives to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the blood of your blessed martyr, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim. Of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Saint Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
body of Christ.
Our communion hymn is number 759, Soul of My Savior, number 759.
Let us pray. We pray, O Lord, that renewed by the body and blood of your Son, we may be inflamed with that same fire of charity that St. Maximilian received from this holy banquet through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Have a good day, everyone.
We go forth singing number 569, How Great Thou Art, number 569.